Philip, is there a role that the state should be playing in this?
Well, there is a role of the state. I think that you asked me before, where is investment going to come from? There's certainly interest in infrastructure, and there's talk about public-private partnerships that could involve support of the state. We've just had the experience with the Red Line, where that state investment disappeared. But you know, I go out in community meetings and I ask people, what are the issues that matter to you? And they never say broadband first. They say economic development. They say public safety. They say education. And then you go below the surface, and just what Charlie said is you can't survive, you can't really function in the society these days without broadband. So I think if we connect the dots that Governor Hogan might see, that these issues that matter to him are something that the state would invest in. Now, I think even more important is the federal role right now, because Tom Wheeler, the head of the FCC, and three out of the five FCC commissioners clearly see the importance of the issues. So, you know, they've put forward significant incentives, Connect Home, to wire up the underserved populations, and the E-rate dollars, which wire up schools and libraries. So, you know, this is a really important time for the city, because there's such an opportunity to take advantage of these public dollars. So, yes, I do see a role both for the city and for the state and for the federal government.
What kind of timeline are either of you envisioning? I mean, if say businesses in the suburbs already have access to this high-speed internet, it seems like the city should have gotten it yesterday to be competitive.
I was going to say we should have started yesterday. The sad thing here is that a decision we make now or we don't make now is a decision we're going to live with in 10 years and 15 years. You don't get fiber in overnight. And I think you asked me when I was here before, where's the city? Are we the same as others? Are we behind? I would unequivocally say today we're behind, and we're falling further behind. And I think what will happen in timeline is what will be the continuation of what's happening now. You do exactly what Charlie says, is you see those who have resources going in and taking it on for themselves. And we, who have five neighborhoods that we think will be all ready to go, and we have fiber providers who want to sign a contract, we could go ahead and do that, but that's not the plan we really want for the whole city. So we're in a desperate need of having an organized broadband plan for the city.
How do you see the timeline, Charlie?
I would agree with what Philip said, that we needed it yesterday. But what's really important is that we really need leaders who are going to step up and lead on this issue. And our city council and our mayor have not taken the leadership that I think, or made the investment in this issue that they could have. We're never going to catch up. I think the thing that you see when you look at Howard County, when you look at Anne Arundel County, when you look at, you know, Montgomery and Prince George's, their leadership has been focused on this for quite a while, and to make sure that their residents were connected, and we've not had that kind of focus.
I'm a little bit more of a half full person on this, though. I think that leadership can come from the city. It's a busy time for the city. Lots of issues going on for the city. And this may not be an issue that is best for them to lead on. What has to happen, though, is an entity to lead it. So we are comfortable with an entity being outside the city as long as we have a city government that will effectively facilitate its work.